Praise the Lord, everyone. Let's stand. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray a prayer of thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for this year that you have given us, Lord God. Thank you for the family of God. Thank you, Lord, for the loved ones that we have yet in our lives. And thank you, Lord, for helping us in the loss of those that we have loved and have lost. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the blood that you shed on Calvary's Hill. And we thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit and making us a part of your family. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for the word that never changes, for the rock, the firm foundation. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for the presence of God that we can feel in this house tonight. We thank you for the ability and the opportunity to worship you and to praise you in the beauty of holiness. We thank you, God, for the promises that you have given us and the hope that we have that we will have an eternal home with you. We thank you most of all, O God, for the love that you have shed in our hearts and that you have shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We give you honor, we give you thanks, we give you praise for all of this. And we ask, O God, for your blessing on this service tonight, that we may honor and glorify you and we may lift one another up, O God, as we lift up your name and your great glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. We want to welcome any of our guests that are with us here in the auditorium or online. You are welcome at any time in any of our services. We encourage you to be a part of what we're doing here. If you are a guest of ours, you can fill out a connection card. Very soon this will be done all digitally, but for the time being, please feel free to get a hold of one of these cards from one of the ushers or from the kiosk out in the vestibule, and we have a small gift we want to share with you. If you're online, you can go to the bit.ly link, bit.ly/CGC connection, and you can fill out the information there. We would just like to let you know how much we appreciate you being a part of our service. If you are able to give tonight, you plan on giving, we do have several giving options. You can give online, you can give in person, or by mail, or of course you can use the Church Center app and give on your phone, on your device. Thank you, and thank you for that. No Thanksgiving dinner here at the church tomorrow. You can have your own Thanksgiving dinner, John Rivas, if you want, but otherwise we will not be serving a Thanksgiving dinner here at the church. There was a kind of a survey that was handed out, and we had very little response, so it was decided not to do that. Very good. If you want to stand again, we're going to worship the Lord.
Glory. Praise God. Praise the Lord, church. It's so great to be here on this eve of Thanksgiving. And tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I trust and pray that all of you folks have a, you could be seated this evening. We're, you know, every year I typically have a Thanksgiving message. And not that I didn't want to do one this year, but I began to think about, and it's been a very, very long, long time since we've had a testimonial service. Now, I know how we used to have testimony services, and we've had some very interesting over the years testimony services, and we've been in a lot of different churches over the years, and so this year I talked with just kind of, you know, just kind of made my way around the congregation. I talked to our pastoral staff, and I said, I want you to just come up with some names, and I just asked people at random, who would you like to hear from in a testimony service, if you could pick someone? So I took those names, and we put them on a list, and I met with those folks. So tonight we're going to have a little bit different. We're going to have a testimonial service. Now these people know, they've known ahead of time that they're going to be speaking, but it's an honor to have, I'm going to introduce each one of these as they come, but it's an honor to have Sister Madeline Rossing and then our congregation. And I will say this, she is an amazing woman. And she's incredible. I observe a lot from a distance, and any woman that can raise three Rossing boys, Sister Kitty Rossing is like sainthood, and Madeline is real close. I think once they get through the teenage years, I think you can officially be crowned or something like that. But Madeline Rossing, it's an honor to have you here in our midst, have you here at Calvary Gospel Church, and just come share some things that you are thankful for this evening. God bless you, Sister Madeline.
I was expecting to speak from my pew. So thank you for allowing me to speak. This is a little bit different than what most people would probably expect for me to be talking about, but I was gonna, Jessica, can you put up that first picture? Thank you. This is my dream job. Just kidding. when you look at this picture, I'm sure there's things that you guys are probably thinking about. What's your first thought? But when I look at this, I think of perfect something, perfect blank. Shout out. Oh, okay, I heard weather, I heard something else, and then I heard timing. Perfect timing. That's what I think of when I look at this picture. So perfect timing as far as photography goes, because that has to be like right on. But also perfect timing because you're going to have to jump and spear that fish right at the right time. What I want to talk about now with perfect timing is God's perfect timing. That is something I'm thankful for. I know it's kind of broad. Okay, I got to turn my phone back on because it just went off. I'm thankful for God's perfect timing in my life. When I look back at the timeline of my life, I think about all of the people that have been placed in my life at just the right time in that timeline. So some of those people, most of those people who have had a very positive impact in my life, just from being a good example or just being in the right place at the right time. I had basically a decade of my life where I was so busy taking care of other people that I think that I just overlooked myself. But during that time, I had so many people that helped me, caring for my elderly parents, caring for my three young children, having two jobs and trying to balance life. That was my 30s, and it was crazy. I know some of you are probably thinking, what? She's older than 30s, in her 30s? I've also had some people in my life that maybe didn't, that were not so positive, the negative people, but I'm thankful for those influences as well, because you can learn from them, such as, I'm thinking specifically about a job, a place that I would go to for my job, and there were some people there that were very, very negative and made my life hard. But looking back in that timeline, I think, you know what? I learned how to problem solve. I became better at conflict resolution. And then all of a sudden, those people were gone. And I thought, you know, they were in this facility for years and years and years. And then when I started working there, and I thought, my goodness, these people make my life kind of miserable. And I love my job. Like, I love it. And then it was only a couple of years that these people were gone. And I was like, huh, did God do that for me? That's kind of arrogant to think so. But looking back in my life, I think, you know what? God cares about our happiness, and he cares about our job. And I think, yeah, absolutely. God made a way. I learned from those negative situations. I learned from negative influences, which it's a choice. You can choose to be negatively impacted, bad attitude, positive attitude. And I'm thankful for that. But most importantly, I'm thankful for those positive influences in my life. And there's so many of you here that have influenced me positively as a child growing up, in my youth leaders. So thank you for that. If you are someone here who feels like maybe you're not that blessed, you're in the right place to learn how to be blessed. This is where you're going to learn godly principles. And if you apply those principles in your life, which, thank God, I was just a little girl when I received the Holy Ghost. And I feel like throughout my life, those godly principles have been taught to me. And thank God that he's merciful enough to give me the wisdom to apply a lot of those principles in my life. And I feel like God just keeps on blessing. So you're in the right place. Oftentimes it takes faith, trust, and patience to see that God's timing is perfect. It's hard to trust him. But faith has to align with God's plan. And I can see how many times in my life I had faith that something would happen and it didn't, at least not how I expected. But in hindsight, years later, I can see that faith is not willing something to happen because we want it to. There is a bigger picture. I remind myself that my perception of a situation is not the same as God's or of many other people's. So whether a negative situation happens in your life and you tend to blame others and become bitter, or you take a different approach and start the healing process with forgiveness that leads to happiness. You can also focus on what you didn't have in life versus what you did have in life, or what you don't have versus what you do have. So this picture up here is an old one, or this image. Many of you have probably seen it. Some of you may not have. But when you look at this image, what do you see? Do you see an old lady or a young lady? Does anybody see an old lady? There's both. There's an old lady and a young lady. How many of you see both of them? For me, when I look at this, I see the young lady. But it takes me a while to find that old lady. So that's perception. You know, what do you see versus what other people see? If you're playing cards with someone and you have the number 9 card in front of you, that person sitting across from you is probably seeing number 6. So to them, that is the 6 card. To you, it's the 9, unless it's Uno and they have the perfect little line under it. But perception is reality. But God, what God sees is not always what we see. So I have to remind myself of that as well. So I really, really just want to share with you how thankful I am for God's perfect timing. And looking back in my life, I am overwhelmed with how much He cares about absolutely every little aspect of our lives. I'm thankful for all of you. And I wasn't going to say anything about my family because I was told by all of them not to, except for my husband. He did ask me, "What are you posting online?" I'm like, "I'm not telling you." So he kind of bugged me about that one. And it wasn't about him. That wasn't embarrassing. And I didn't want to say anything about him because then I'm going to probably get emotional and cry. But I've been with Jeff since I was 15 years old. My brother went on our first date with us to the rodeo. 1993, baby. But I do want you guys to know that Jeff is a man of integrity, amazing man of God, and I am just so thankful, Jeffrey, for the rock that you are in my life. You're an awesome example to our boys, and I love you.
Awesome.
Thank you. That was awesome. That's okay. Next we have who I call a little man, just because when he was like first started to talk, he sounded like he was 40. And some of you probably already know who I'm talking about, but it is an honor to have my little brother, because he's all of our little brothers, right? Brother Grant Solberg. Would you come up at this time and share with us some thoughts, things that you're thankful for? If you'd like to stand out front, because you're probably not quite tall enough, so we'll get you out there in the front. How's that?
Okay. I'm going to just start off. Things that I'm thankful for. I'm very thankful for God's safe hand in providing us while we were in South Carolina. I was blessed to be in a good neighborhood, a good church, and my relationship with God grew. I am so glad to be back in Wisconsin, and God has provided for our family and friends. And here and to be with my family. God has given me a great mom and dad. They care about me and make sure I know how to have a relationship with God. God has blessed me with an awesome sister too, and God has blessed me with a dog that is very good and loves to play with me, and he's blessed me with a lot of cousins and family and aunts and uncles and my grandparents. I'm very blessed to have them with me right now, and I'm very glad to have good friends. Yeah.
Thank you so very much, Brother Grant Solberg. This next young lady, I'm very excited to hear from her. I made some observations during our youth week, and I was very impressed by her get-with-it attitude when it came to singing. And I would like for Sister Caroline Vega Martinez. Where is she tonight? There she is. You're right down here front. Come on up here, sister. God bless you.
All right. So I want to share a testimony of something that I'm thankful for that the Lord has done in my life. So I was 5 years old, and it was just me, my mom, my dad, and my baby brother at the time, Robert. And we were just like a typical family. We would hang out together. We would watch movies, go to church together. We were just a typical family. I was happy. And me and my dad would have, like, these fun tea parties. I still remember. They were so much fun. And we were just, you know, family that went to church, and we were always together. And I didn't think of anything to happen. I didn't think of any, you know, I didn't think of anything. But then all of a sudden, my parents got a divorce. And when they first got a divorce, I was confused because I was only 5 years old, so I didn't really understand. I was like, what's going on? Is this how it's going to stay forever? But as time went on, I started to realize, I guess this is just how it's going to be. I guess mom is going to be with us, and, you know, we're going to be separated from my dad. And I was sad because we couldn't celebrate Christmases together. We weren't together to celebrate birthdays or just have, like, fun events and have those fun, good times together. But God did a miracle, and he brought my mom and my dad back together, and I'm so thankful of what he did. Because what he did and what he showed me is that he can do anything, the impossible. And he showed me that he can turn a situation that seems impossible, because I think this is just how it's going to be. But he showed me that he can turn something that I thought that was impossible, and he can turn into possible. And now I can live with my family, and we can be together. We don't have to be separated. We can have Christmases together and celebrate Thanksgiving and just be together and be a happy family. And I'm so thankful that I have a family that we can all be together and growing God together and read the Bible and just grow up together. We don't have to be separated. And I'm so thankful that God did that in my life, because a lot of times that doesn't happen. And I'm so thankful that God did that in my life.
Thank you so much. It's really powerful.
Thank you. God is so awesome. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. This is awesome. Our next speaker is Sister Sophie Sandin. We would like for her to come at this time. God bless you, sister.
Thank you. Some things that I'm really thankful for are really just my mom and dad a lot, because they help me out, and they also just, like, help me feel comforted and loved. They both do really great things for me. I'm also very thankful for my cat, Jacko. She's very lovable, even though she can be kind of sassy sometimes. But she cuddles with me at night. And another one is food and water, because God provided us with that so that we don't die. I'm also thankful for our church, so that we can learn about God and get to know him better. I'm also thankful that we have an amazing pastor, Pastor Roy. Another thing I'm thankful for was a good experience. The Marshall 5th through 12th grade play I was in, it was Cinderella. I got to be a part of a team and see what it was like to put on a big performance and see behind the scenes. It was really, really fun, and it took a lot of work. Goodness. If I did it again, I would probably try to get a bigger role now that I got experience, because I was in Sobbing last time. Oh, yeah. And of course, my siblings, even though they annoy me, so that I can play with them and get to interact with them. Thank you.
Awesome job. Thanks, hon. Oh, out of the mouths of babes. Thank you so very much, Sister Sophie Sandin. That's awesome. The next young man that we have to give us a testimony, I've probably watched him grow up most of his life. And very, very proud of this young man because he has grown. He's not so little anymore. But it's an honor to have Brother Christopher Carpenter, if he would please come at this time and share with us what's on his heart. God bless you, Brother Christopher. We love and appreciate you. He's got the biggest hands for a young man. He's like Carl Rabin. He's going to, yeah. God bless you, brother.
God is good, church. I was half tempted to ask Pastor Roy to be my errand. I have a bit of a stutter, so I was half tempted to ask him to be my Aaron, and I'd be Moses, but tonight I'm thankful for my family. Now, everyone says I'm thankful for my mom and my dad, but tonight I'm truly thankful. My dad has helped me through life. He's given me wisdom, I'm thankful for the wisdom that God has given him, and I don't care about the notes. I can't follow them. I'm thankful for my dad in my life. I'm thankful for the conversations that I've had with him. And him telling me the experiences that he's had has truly helped me learn for my life and how to live it differently. I'm thankful for all the different things that him and I have been able to bond over. I'm also thankful for my mom. I'm thankful for the nights that she spent singing worship songs to me as I went to sleep, and for the prayers that she prayed over me. Those are some of my dearest memories that I hold. I'm also thankful for the routine that she and I did when I was younger. She would ask me, if I remembered what she told me to never ever forget. And I would say, yes, I do. And she would ask, what is it? And I would say that you love me. And she would ask how much. And I'd say, this much. And it'd end by me going that she loves me this much. I'm also thankful for my aunts, Missy and Kimmy, and my grandparents, and the family that I have out in Ohio, my brothers and sisters. I'm thankful for Pastor and the wisdom and relationship that he has with God, and I'm thankful that God has put him in my life. I'm also thankful for the amazing pastoral team that we have here. I have learned a lot. I'm also thankful for Bishop, who isn't here tonight, but when I was younger, I wouldn't go a service without giving him a hug. And as I grew older, that turned into conversations with him, and I started calling him on a regular basis through COVID. And I'm very thankful to have him in my life. And I'm thankful for the amazing church body and church family that I have here in Wisconsin. I have learned so much from the people that are in this church. And lastly, not to drag on, I'm thankful that 2,000 years ago, God robed himself in flesh and came to this earth to sacrifice himself for me. And he rose again on the third day, so that we have the hope of living with him in eternity. Just a little person like me. So.
I think we got the makings of a good message coming on there, brother. This next individual, I remember going over to their home one night, it was about 8:30, 9 o'clock, sitting at their dinner table talking to their dad, Jim Rivas. And the kids were all upstairs. Sister Amy was giving them baths. They come down one at a time. Abby comes downstairs, and she comes by, and she says, "Oh, hi, Uncle Roy." She gives me a big hug. She goes in the living room and starts reading a book. A few minutes later, Ryan comes downstairs. You can hear him coming down the stairs a little bit more peppy. Doop, 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 doop. Gets to the bottom. He goes by, and he kind of stops and whirls around and says, "Oh, hi, Uncle Roy." Gives me a big hug, and he goes in, and him and Abby are in the living room, and they're talking quietly. And all of a sudden, it sounds like somebody dumped a dump truck of bowling balls down the stairs. Boom, 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 boom. "Ah, Uncle Roy!" And she goes running. And literally within 2 minutes, Amy's in the living room having to pull them apart. Kate Rivas just brings something. We love you, Kate Rivas. We're so excited. She's going to Japan on a youth mission trip. She'll probably share some of that, but we love you, and it's an honor to have you as my sister. God bless, Kate.
I love you. Oh, I love you. Thank you, Roy. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be up here tonight to talk about the things that I'm thankful for in light of Thanksgiving being tomorrow, and I'm just very thankful for all the good things that God is doing in my life currently. I brought my notes with me tonight, so I don't get off track, but I just want to share and start off by saying what first came to mind when I was asked to come up here and talk about Thanksgiving, and that is my family. My family has done so much for me and has constantly supported me and encouraged me no matter what, and I couldn't be more appreciative of that. My mom and dad, sister and brother, and Ethan and Audrey and I are all very close, and I couldn't be more thankful for the conversations that we all share and for them always being there for me and making me laugh. And I'm also super thankful for my church family. Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." And I just love coming to church and talking to each of you guys and to my friends. And like Pastor Roy talked about on Sunday, we are tools in like a big toolbox. And I just like how he worded that, because we all have such different and unique purposes, like different tools, and we all have different purposes, and I just love talking to people about different things. I always feel loved here, and I'm surrounded by people who encourage me and lift me up. So I'm just very thankful for my church. And another thing that I'm thankful for is the leadership in my life, my youth leaders and everyone a part of the youth team, and the music directors and everyone else in the music ministry. You guys have all constantly supported me and have played a big role in my life. And I also especially wanted to mention how thankful I am for Pastor Roy. I am thankful for his leadership and the example that he has set leading this church and leading my family. He has prayed for me, encouraged me, and he believes in me and supports me. Especially recently, Pastor Roy helped me apply for an AYC trip that I just want to quickly talk about because it is something that I'm very thankful for. For those that don't know, AYC stands for Apostolic Youth Corps, and they allow and send students on mission trips in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., which is very cool. They drop around 10 different locations every year, and this year, Okinawa, Japan, was one of them. And for the last few years of my life, Japan has been somewhere that I've always wanted to go to, and I knew I wanted to visit. About 9 months ago, back in March, I started learning Japanese in my free time because I just felt such a pull, and I knew I wanted to visit the country, and I wanted to know the language. So when the locations for AYC missions dropped this year, and when I saw Japan was one of them, it was very unexpected, and I just felt so overwhelmed and called to go. It was just super cool to me to see that the language I was learning and the interest that I had in the country was going to be a mission trip this year, and it was just such a clear moment for me. So last month, I applied for the trip with Pastor Roy's help, and they emailed me 3 days later that I was accepted. So praise God. And I'm just so thankful that God put that burden on my heart for this country, and I'm so excited to see what God is going to do on that trip. So yeah, I just feel very blessed this Thanksgiving, thinking about all the things that God has done for me, and I'm very thankful for everyone around me. And I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow. God bless.
This next individual, I remember... Oh, boy, It's been a long time ago. It was Thanksgiving, and we were out at my brother John's house when they lived out near Marksville, I believe, somewhere in that area. And Bryce at the time was dating this young gal named Brooke, and they wanted to go four-wheeling. And boy, they got out there, and I'm watching through the window, and they are like tearing around, and I'm like, man, that girl can ride a four-wheeler. And I have to admit, I was a little disappointed because they broke up for a while, and I was kind of like, oh, man, what was he thinking? And then, I don't know all the details. I haven't been clued in on that. But something, maybe his mom sat him down and said, listen, bro, I don't know what your problem is. But anyway, she pops back in. And next thing you know, they're married and old Jed's a millionaire and all that good stuff. But anyway, just kidding. It's so great to have my niece, Brooke Grant, and I would like for her to come. God bless you, Brooke. We love you.
Before I start, I do have to go off of what he said. before I got married, I did get pulled aside by Grandma Manley, and she did say, are you sure you want to do this? True story. So I got permission to do this by Pastor Roy, so I would like to ask my mother-in-law, Lori Grant, to stand. That is for no simple reason other than to embarrass her. But no, for real, the reason why I asked her to stand, growing up, my parents ended up getting a divorce when I... when I was about in middle school, entering middle school, and my mom unfortunately decided to leave our family. So growing up, I did miss out on a lot of important mother-daughter things in my life. And it's true, when God steps in and really gives you what you need, I was provided with a godly mother that serves God, and I couldn't be more thankful or grateful for the mother-in-law that I have received. We had a woman's conference here, and I am so sorry, I'm bad with names, but I forgot her name, and she was talking about graceful and kind of elegant women and how they go about in a dance of life. And it was really interesting, and I kind of started thinking, and I was like, wow, I really look to her as this elegant, graceful woman. And I had Googled what an elegant woman is, and one is she watches her language, she's a woman of her word, she stands tall with confidence. She has a high self-esteem. She remains modest and polite. She forms her own opinions. She empowers other women. She's well-mannered. She's unshakable. She fights for what she believes in. And she's unapologetic about herself. And she's independent. And I was like, whoa, she really is all of these things, especially for me. If you know me, sometimes I can go from like 0 to 1,000 just like that. And she has this ability to always see both sides of the situation. She has the ability to handle everything in a poised and elegant and very mannered way. And I really look up to her, for that. And I am just very grateful that God has put Lori in my life to teach me how to be a woman, and I've been provided something to look to and go to when I'm in times of need, and I can trust that whatever I say or tell her stays with her. And that's very, very important to me. So I'm very thankful for you, Lori.
Thank you very much, Sister Brooke. Our last speaker today, I have known his entire life. I remember when he was, I'm guessing about 5, maybe 6 years old, my garage where we lived was pretty open. The neighbor kids would come in, and I had a refrigerator that was always well-stocked with Mountain Dew and Fudgesicles. And one day, it's a hot summer day, and this little boy wanders in to my garage, sits down on a 5-gallon bucket, and starts to cry. And I'm like, what's wrong? Bud, he says, my mom is so mean. My dad left, Kelvin left, and I'm stuck at home with her. And I snuck out. I said, boy, it sounds like you need a Mountain Dew and a Fudgesicle. And he's like, yeah. So I pulled up a bucket, cracked open a Mountain Dew and a Fudgesicle, and we began to talk about the woes of life and mean moms. It's an honor to have Caleb Wells. We love you, Brother Caleb. Come and finish this up tonight. God bless you.
It's a hard thing to follow up. When Roy called me and said that he was going to allow me to talk, Seth Marcus was with me. And I got so excited that really nothing else at that point in time mattered to me. I got overwhelmed thinking about all the things that I'm thankful for. All the people in this church, some that have moved on, that have spoken to my life. There's a time in my life where I left this church. And for any parents that have kids that have left the church, I just want you to know that I'm thankful for my parents for praying. They didn't bother me. They didn't call me and bug me. They let me do my thing, but they were praying for me. I got no other reason for coming back, but God brought me back because of the prayers. So I want to tell my parents that I'm thankful for them and their prayers. I'm also thankful for all the people, including Uncle Roy, that have given me the opportunity to make myself who I am today, trusting me with their equipment, trusting me with their four-wheelers, trusting me with their trucks. The list goes on and on and on. There's been a lot of people in my life that have given me things that I never, ever would think about giving another person. And they've trusted me with them. And I've done my best to this day to allow them to continue to trust in me. So many people in this church, when I open the door on Sunday mornings, that I give hugs to. Jeff, Jim, Jeff Neeson. The list goes on and on with that too. Those hugs mean the world to me. I'm thankful for those hugs. I'm thankful for the men that aren't afraid to give a man a hug, and to tell him how good they're doing, to lift him up, pick him up. The positive reinforcements in my life have, it's never ending. And I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. there's so many, like I said, I was so overwhelmed with things to talk about. And I think the praying family, the praying people, the reinforcements, the people that God has surrounded me with are what I'm most thankful for. And I appreciate every one of you, and I continue to hope that I can pass that down to the generation underneath me and try to be a positive influence into their lives also. Love you all. Thank you again. Appreciate you.
Proud of you, bro.
Thank you.
Let's all stand. We're not going to end with music or anything tonight. I want to just end this a little bit different. I've talked a lot this year about fellowship, talked a lot about connections, about the body of Christ, my brothers and my sisters. You are my family. I know I have biological family, but this is my family. This is our family. And before we leave here tonight, I just want us to just don't rush. I know we have things that we have to do, but I want you to go to someone, one, two, three, four, how many ever people you want to, and just shake their hand, hug their necks, and tell them how thankful you are that they are in your life, because I'm thankful for every last one of you being in my life. We love you. We appreciate you. Have a very blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. God bless you all. Love you all. Let's just take some time to just let one another know how much we love and how much we appreciate each other. If you're watching us online, send a text, send an email, send a note, however. God bless you. We love you all. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.